Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Selling a little or a lot? Do your thing however you cha-ching with Shopify, the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/offer23.
A Big Spark Studios original.
All right, well, this is either going to be the shortest podcast episode or the longest. Hey, everybody, welcome back. This is Unhinged with Chris Clemens, the podcast that both me and my guest are extremely hungover on. Yeah, I don't know why we decided to do a fun, what was it called? The bathroom bar? No, the barefoot bar. The barefoot bar. So if you haven't noticed, I'm with the creator of my dysfunction, which is my mother. What, you're denying that claim? You didn't create me? I was adopted?
Yeah, that's it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, my mom is here. She's in town. We're kicking it. And we thought it would be really fun, but I think my mom is now nervous that we're recording. But it's going to be a great time.
Perhaps I could teach a chemistry lesson or something.
Okay, let's maybe turn her mic off and rethink this whole fucking operation. But before we get into it, make sure to catch the next episode. You subscribe to wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you want to watch the video portion, which I think is always a good time, you can go to youtube.com/Chris and watch it. I know. Who would have thought it's that crazy of a concept? But today is June 30th. I'm trying to think. We're a little off our game. Just my mom is probably one of the funniest people I know, and she's giving a face that. Are you going to talk at all? By the way, this is like a full-on audio podcast that people listen to.
Okay.
What? She was dishing so much shit before this, and now she's like,
I thought this was your soliloquy, so I'm just
my what
monologue.
Oh, do those mean the same?
I think probably close.
Oh, also another thing about my mom, she's not only one of the funniest, she is point blank the smartest person I know. You're in Mensa.
Okay, stop.
What?
Edit out.
Why?
Weird. Move on.
You're weird. You move on. All right, well, this is going to be an extremely excruciating episode already. I can fucking tell because my mom is such a buzzkill. But we're going to get into a new topic or a new segment we have called Hot Topics where we discuss what's going on in the world. I don't know what any of these headlines are. I don't know what any of this is, as I don't know really much of anything that happens in the show ever. But we're gonna do some hot topics. Oh, I just saw the first one. Wait, am I supposed to read them from the... Okay, good. Doing a good job. The first one is about Britney Spears telling the judge, "I just want my life back." Okay, if you don't know the whole Britney Spears situation, it's fucked up. After 13 years of silence, Britney Spears has spoken about the abusive nature of her conservatorship run by her father in a public court hearing. By the way, her father literally looks like one of the villagers in Shrek. Anyways, Making an impassioned and profanity-laced plea, Brittany described the way that several nurses often watch her every move, not letting her even change her clothes in private. In a show of power, she has been denied the ability to take out her IUD, preventing her from having another child or even marrying her current boyfriend. The control he had over someone as powerful as me, as he loved the control to hurt his own daughter 100,000. Okay, still have not perfected the act of reading, but we'll get there. Brittany was forced to take lithium, which made her feel drunk after rehearsals broke down for a Vegas residency in 2019, which she subsequently canceled. She said all she has done was disagree with one part of the show's choreography. I'm not here to be anyone's slave, Spears said. I can say no to a dance move. Not only did my family not do a goddamn thing, my dad was all for it. Fuck Jamie Lynn Spears. She went on Instagram and she was like, I love my sister. I would be there for her. The proof's in the Britney, bitch. What do you think about that? Would you ever have a conservatorship over me?
I can't believe it's legal.
I don't understand that either.
I just am dumbfounded. Almost to the point of no comment. It sounds so irrational.
It's crazy. I just can't imagine not only like having your parents and shit hold you captive and then also make you work for their money. Well, your money, but they're taking. And the IUD, that's just fucking insane. Like, what in the fucking Handmaid's Tale is that? That is like straight out of...
Totally agree.
Watching Handmaid's Tale, you're like, this could never happen. And then Brittany takes the stand and you're like, oh shit, it's already happening. Oh, free Brittany. It's really so sad. Just switching topics like that. Nude sunbathers rescued from Australian woods after fleeing deer. Oh my God. Have you ever nude sunbathed?
No.
I mean, I knew that answer. I'm just trying to, I don't know, get your word count up to 10. Two men were breaking coronavirus lockdowns by sunbathing naked on a remote beach. Oh my God, is Australia that bad where they can't even be on a beach? On a beach, period? Wow. Police in New South Wales had to rescue the men after they were spooked by a deer and ran into a forest. The men, aged 30 and 49, were fined $760 for breaking the COVID-19 rules. First offense was breaking COVID rules, but it was worsened by fleeing into the Royal National Park and getting lost. Can you imagine getting lost in a park because you were scared of a deer, and then you come out of it and you're fined, and you're also a headline? That is like really... I feel for these people. Their actions cost the community more because of the resources needed to track them down. Oh, that is really sad. It's difficult to legislate against idiots, the commissioner said. That
should be a t-shirt.
I was going to say the t-shirt, the bio of this podcast, yep. Really something.
100%.
By leaving home without a proper reason and then getting lost in a national park, diverting resources away from the health operation, they should be embarrassed. I mean... Having this headline alone is embarrassing. Can you imagine? You're afraid of this podcast. Imagine you just were going for an innocent day of nude sunbathing.
I have to change my identity.
Burn off your fingertips.
Absolutely.
Next up, we have Simone Biles going to the Tokyo Olympics. Not that it was a doubt. Thank you, HuffPost, for those parentheses. It's official. Simone Biles versus herself. Remains a work in progress. Did you guys write that or is that from the article? It's a Simone Biles versus herself. The gymnastics superstar versus the world. Same as it ever was. What are all these questions HuffPost? I have questions. Biles qualified for her second straight Olympic Games and is expected to match the 4 gold medals she won in Europe. Guys, what the fuck? Can't we just... celebrate her making it to the Olympics. Now we're like, you better make the 4 golds you got last time. What is that? You fucking try and go to the Olympics, HuffPost. Damn. Day 2 of the U.S. qualifiers were the first time since 2013, parentheses, over 8 years, where someone else beat her in the all-around. Simone is trying to become the first woman in more than 50 years to repeat as a gymnastics Olympic champion. Sports stops to watch when she does her thing. End quote.
Who beat her? Do you know?
I don't know. Elliot, can you check who beat her? Oh, was this the one that she fell off the balance beam? I saw a video where people were like, ugh, she was such a poor sport. And she was like, totally fine. She was
Suni
like,
Lee.
Sumi Lee?
Suni Lee.
Suni Lee.
Is she from California? I think she is. Or no. Or Minnesota. Oh, it doesn't matter.
Okay, California or Minnesota, one of them. It's okay. It's not important.
She's 18.
She's 18? No, but where's she from? I'm not seeing if she's a possible... Never mind.
I'm having a state fetish for the moment. I need to know.
This is... It doesn't matter.
Minnesota.
Minnesota!
Bam. And is she... the reason I threw Minnesota out there, is she... from some sort of minority ethnicity? I thought there was some... she's the first... okay, so I have the wrong gal.
Suni?
Yeah. Oh. I thought she was like Hmong or something.
Oh, we can figure that out. But go, okay, Simone. We're rooting for you.
Yeah, for sure.
Yep, sure, Chris. Just get through this podcast, please.
You are correct. Hmong descent.
Oh, my God.
Bam.
And you
That's my camera. Bam.
And you wanted me to edit out that you're smart? The fuck?
I read People magazine. That's pretty serious. Like... Do not mix up intelligence with my time in the airport.
Okay, so you're both pop culturally aware and intelligent. Fuck this. You knocked the TV down. Next up, a UFO report. No signs of aliens, but 143 mystery objects defy explanation. This is from NPR, so that's when you know it's getting real. U.S. government report on UFOs says it found no evidence of aliens, but acknowledged 143 reports of unidentified aerial phenomena since 2004 that could not be explained. The government is using the term unusual aerial phenomena to avoid referring to UFOs and the stigma that has often gone with talking about them. Well, yeah, that makes fucking sense that there's stigma around UFOs, which stands for unidentified flying objects. Yeah, there feels like there should be stigma. Like, ugh.
You're not a believer?
No, I believe, but like, why can't we just call them fucking UFOs instead of unusual aerial phenomena? That sounds like something with your breast surgery went wrong or something. Oh my God, I have unusual aerial phenomena. Am I wrong?
Yes.
Oh, whatever. Buzzkill. Navy pilots who reported sightings say the mystery objects moved with exceptional speed, agility, and acceleration that they had never seen before. The same could be said about me when the doorbell rings with my food.
So another thing I've been reading about, which is possibly related and probably also from People magazine.
I'm so scared where this whole thing is like, going.
People get hit with like stuff from airplane toilets. So that could be...
What?
Right? Have you ever heard of that?
Not real.
I think that is.
They drop that shit out of...
I think people have... I don't remember what happened, but somebody... Oh. That's so disturbing. I mean, so...
And I can't pee outside when I'm drunk? Are you kidding?
So my thing
is... Are you kidding?
Fly, don't drive. That's my thesis statement on that.
For what? Yeah, I would always prefer to fly instead of drive. Like, when I went home for the holidays, I would have much rather flown than drove. Anyways, let's just wrap up this story. For UFO skeptics, the report will probably reinforce their doubts that aliens are periodically whizzing past but not bothering to send a clear message. Take me now. I've seen enough. Last up, Iowa man calls in bomb threat because he didn't get sauce for chicken McNugget. I'm not reading this. This is Iowa. Yeah, that adds up. Like, listen, I'm all for one being like... Hey, I think it's funny that I asked for two sauces and didn't get one. A bomb threat? Okay, actually, I do want to read this. I'm like...
I don't understand how that helped him get his sauce.
Right? I'm like, that just seems like that busied up his life real fast.
Or that was just revenge. Like, he still didn't get his sauce.
Regardless, he has to talk with police, official, like, ugh. Do you know how exhausting that sounds? Anyway, Ankeny police arrested Robert Goldwitzer Jr., can't wait to see what the senior is like. After he allegedly threatened to blow up the restaurant and punch an employee over missing condiments. The 42-year-old, I'm assuming Caucasian, suspect called the fast food chain after discovering his order was incorrect. Police contacted the suspect, and he admitted to making the threats. Yeah, I made those threats. I didn't get my spicy sauce. Police charged him with a felony charge of making a false report of explosive or incendiary device. Suspect was released from Polk County Jail after posting bond. I'm sorry, if anybody who wasn't white threatened to blow up a restaurant, that last bullet point would not be a part of that story. God, wow, this might be the first episode where the secrets won't be the most exhausting part of it. This was pretty insufferable. But now is probably one of my favorite parts because it involves no reading on my end. We have the hot box, which you guys can call into. And this time I went on the Unhinged with Chris Clemens Instagram. And if you're not following, what the fuck are you doing? Because I had you guys go call the number 310-844-6459. And I asked you guys to send in things that you need advice on because my mom is here. And you know what? Moms know best. So
say that again.
Maybe say something. And then
moms know best.
Moms know best. Moms. Anyway. So yeah, you guys, we have voicemails, right?
Are you guys ready?
Yeah,
the first one is for Angela.
Oh, okay, bitch. Go off, bestie.
I'll look in my own.
Hey, Chris's mom, question. What story could you tell us that was kind of like the first moment where you realized what it would be like to raise Chris? Like, what was his first, like, iconic
Oh, my God.
Chris
moment? No.
Second question, no. If you want to answer that one. What's your parenting style? How do you develop your parenting style? This is maybe boring, but, you know, I'm not super close to my parents, so I love to, like, hear people who kind of did a good job.
I'm, like speechless. I'm, like, fucking scared.
Successful kid. Like, what did you do right, looking back?
Did you always know it was going to be amazing?
So the first question is super, super easy to answer. So, Chris,
what was the first question?
When did I realize you were different or iconic? Different is
what
my
word. What
was
that again? Say that again?
I think she said iconic. Different was my word.
Fuck you.
Iconic
just
was her
into
word.
It.
So Chris, as we know, is a middle child. The implication
middle
being there.
Middle kid.
Oh, middle kid. Okay, my bad. So he has an older brother who was,
scared.
Of course, my first child. And, you know, you think the sun rises and sets around him. But one day I went to go to the mall with Chris and he was probably about 2 years old.
Is this the Home Depot story?
No.
Oh, thank God.
That doesn't put me in a very good light. I'm not going to say, oh yeah, the day my kid
the
got
the day
it,
that I fell out of a shopping cart and cracked my head open
and
because
I
was reaching for a car run.
Yeah, no. No, this is actually a nice and,
that explains
and,
so
and
much,
fairly
by the
wholesome
way.
Story if you could let me get it out, please.
Okay, well, I'm sitting here literally having IBS on the couch. Like, I'm like, can you spit it the fuck out?
This is, and let me just say, caller, thank you for a very wholesome question.
Yeah, my mom is like really scared of.
Okay, so.
Okay. Oh, yes. I am so sorry, mother.
No respect. Okay, so we were on our way to the mall. Chris had on a romper. So like, you know.
I had to romp him before they were romp hims. I am iconic. What? I'm allowed to interject into the story. It's my podcast.
Caller, sorry that the answer is taking so very long. My son is having problems limiting the verbiage coming out of his mouth. What okay, so anyway, we were going to the mall. Chris had on a romper. It was purple and green with big wide stripes. And I handed him, I said, which socks do you want to wear, green or purple? And he said, both. And so
I have
we,
not been able to make up my mind since
that was
that
not
age.
It. But that I took it more like, so I think Chris and I are very different in a lot of ways. And this is one that points to that as well. So, I mean, you have pairs of socks, you wear either two green or two purple. And
I said, fuck the rule.
There
book.
I was, you know, midlife or early, you know, fully formed adult at least. And he said, both. And sure enough, we went to the mall with Chris wearing a purple sock and a green sock. And I remember being in the mall, maybe that day, maybe another time, but people would literally stop and stare at Chris.
I'm literally sweating.
No, it's totally clean. And it's really,
oh, no, I'm sure. I'm
it was
just
a
like,
very informative situation for me, just because, I mean, honestly, no one's, oh, I don't want to say this on.
What?
No one ever stopped and looked at Michael when we were in the mall. So
that's right, because all Michael, the other teachers we had were giving him the fucking attention. Dude, so thank God I was getting it from strangers.
Sorry, Michael. Anyway.
I'm not sorry. I have your name on my Latin certificate that I didn't even want to take. They wrote Michael Clemens and then photocopied a blank one and glue-sticked
it
on
top. Yeah.
To write. You think I don't notice the paper quality? Come on.
Yeah, true.
Okay. Ugh, Mike. I can have this one.
So anyway, clear moment when I realized, there was something about him. And we went into a work party picnic once. And I remember Chris kind of strutting in. He had beautiful curly blonde hair and big headlight blue eyes. And he walked in.
And it's all gone away
since. I can remember like my boss's boss's boss was manning the grill. And she's like, oh, my God, whose child is that?
And I was like, gratatata, nobody's.
Pretty much all downhill since then.
Yeah, fully.
But anyway.
That's so cute.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And then parenting style. So I'm pretty much Law and Order.
But, like, I feel like you were really, looking back on it, at the time I was like, fuck this bitch. But, looking back on it, I'm like, you really did a good job of, like, any money I needed for lunches or like that. No, but, like. Yeah, if I was like, oh, my friends and I are going to Panera, and you would be like, here's $10, don't, like, that's all you're getting. But, like when I studied abroad in London and stuff, it's like, I had to work for, like, you weren't very, like, here's all the money you need. Like, it was, I felt like
Law
you,
and Order.
Yeah, I mean, feel like you really towed a good-ass line for parenting that I, I respect now. Because at first I was like, God, she's such a hard ass.
But let's
but
back
you
up.
You really did
you
let
were
us.
Were studying abroad in Europe. So, I mean, it's no, not I... like we were.
Whatever. I'm trying to compliment you here. Okay. Next caller.
Ouch. Ready?
Hey, Chris. Kaya. Just saying, I love your fucking podcast.
Thank you. You're one of four people who listens to it.
I have a quick question. What is a good way to save money? Like, since Corona has fucking hit,
next caller,
oh
next
my
caller,
God, I know you're not good at saving money, period, but besides that, I've been spending all of my money, and I'm 19 years old, and it's so hard for me to be like, you know, this sweater, let's not buy it, because I always end up doing so. What the fuck, sorry for my stutter.
Mute his mic.
But it's so fucking annoying, you know what I mean?
Check her out.
So, what's a good way to save, and how do you... not justified buying something if you're like, that's a little too pricey. I love you, Chris. I hope you're having
Mom,
a great day.
Thank you. I love you too.
Bring a huge ass smile to my face.
Caller two, Chris is not qualified to answer this.
Shut up. Mute her mic now. No. Okay. This is the worst call to have because my mom is constantly telling me that
you spend too much money. You have no ability to. Oh, sorry.
Imagine if I threw you under the bus like this on a podcast.
But this is almost like a bait call. Like, Chris,
yeah, so did you do it with a voice changer? The fuck was that? That was like verbatim what you told me 2 days ago.
The caller?
How do you save? I know you're not a good like, the jig's up, bitch. I know it was you.
I did not make that call.
Just wanted to see if you'd break under pressure. I am definitely... Saving is something that's... My mom has always been, like, so adamant about, and my older brother, I don't really know what's going on with my little brother. My older brother, he just graduated college.
Fair. Okay, got it.
I don't
okay.
know his fucking financials and whatnot. So my older brother was always really good at saving. I am not that way. I feel like I definitely always wanted things when I was younger, and I was like, I want that. And it would just be either, like, crazy expensive or things like that. So now I feel like I have this dumb job. And I'm able to do that now. So it's tough. Okay. That's before I start crying. No, I think it's just something you learn. I mean, 3 years ago, I think I had like a negative balance in my account. So, it's just something that you have to want, I feel. And now I definitely am better at saving, and I'm throwing a lot more money into savings than I once was. What? Oh, I saw you making some thing out of my peripherals, and I was like,
I'm enthusiastically nodding in agreement. Yes, you are saving now. Yes.
I don't know. Be patient on yourself, but just...
But save.
Yeah.
Really?
You always have good saving advice. What is it? Like, even $10? Just like...
Well, I mean...
That's all the shit you told me.
I feel bad for younger people because your money's needed in so many different ways. Like for every dollar you save now, it could be, I don't know, $100,000 when you're 60 or some ridiculous thing like that. So I know at 19, saving for, you know, much later in life is ridiculous.
I will say if you have a job that has like a 401k or anything, take out more. Like, I love taking out money before, like, it get, like, so the way my financials are kind of boiled down at this point is, like, I have to pay, like, my manager, the editor, the just everybody on my team. And so I like paying them first. So, and like paying everything before I see my final total, because then I'm not like, oh, I have $10,000. I'm like, oh, I have $5,000. Yeah. That didn't make sense, and that's fine.
But I don't want to scare you. You actually gave really astute financial advice. Pay yourself first.
Oh,
so pay yourself first.
I learned that from you.
That's exactly what people would recommend. And,
wow,
and
this turned out so... I can't... Oh, my God. Guys, I just got a high five for the financial advice I gave. Growth, baby.
For sure.
All right. Next call. I don't know if that helped, but once again, I don't think you should be coming to this podcast for financial advice. I mean, like, quite literally, there's so many others out there. Is that it?
Having a problem.
Oh.
Okay, so I'm not going to say my name, but I need advice.
Okay.
So I am a freelancer, and I have this client, and I have, like, the biggest crush on them. I have, like, stalked them so hard. You know how one does.
I understand why you didn't say
literally
your name.
The FBI. And, what do I do? Like, first of all, like, is it ethical? And, like, do I make a move? And then also, like, how do I remain professional now that I know so much about their life? Like, how do I take it back?
Wait.
You know?
Yeah.
And, yeah, thanks so much. I love you so much.
Thank you. Love you, too. Okay, so I thought at first you were talking about, like, a cute little creeped on their IG, went through their TikTok, maybe found their cousin on Facebook. Like, I get it. Been there, done that. It sounds like you went a lot deeper than just the surface level. So that could be unethical. I don't know, though. If this is, like, a long-term client, I have no answers. Mostly because my brain, like I said, hungover. But I think if it's like just a project client, like, oh, maybe you're like, I don't fucking know, like doing a marketing campaign for them and then it's over. Wait till it's over and then be like, you want to grab dinner and drinks? I know that you like cognac because I saw it on your Facebook. Well, don't say that actually. Yep. I don't know why I have an advice section on this podcast. None. Do you have any advice?
Next caller, please.
Oh. Guys, it's okay. My mom is the most ruthless to me. She's so mean to me.
Hi, Chris.
Hi.
Just want to say you're hilarious. You always crack me up. But I am calling because I have never smoked weed, and I really want to before I go to college. And I was just wondering if you have any advice for a first weed experience. What should I do? Where should I do it? Anyway, love you now. Love ya.
Love Bye. Ya. So this is another part where my mom and I differ greatly. My mom has... You've never even done, like, any drugs.
No, I have not.
That
I
is, like, bizarre to me.
Not done any drugs.
Wow. What is that like?
It's okay.
See? Boring. I think for your first time, be with people you trust and make sure you get it from, like, weed can be laced with shit. Get it from, like, a dispensary or someone who, I mean, I don't honestly know. I didn't smoke weed until the end of college. And so at that point I was like, oh, dispensaries. Thank God I wasn't doing that, like, no, a friend of a friend of a cousin or something. Yeah, I would just take it slow and like just be around good people and make sure the weed isn't like street shit. Am I missing anything? Feels like, oh, and yeah, I don't know. Be somewhere comfortable. Yeah, I don't know why I'm staring at you to like maybe give me something. You.
No, I would just, I'm just curious. And of course I won't get an answer because the caller is not
I know.
Live.
We need to figure out like, yeah. Do we get these bitches on Zoom or something? Like I have questions.
I just
them.
Think it's weird. It's like, are you not comfortable with yourself? I mean, it's not like a prerequisite to go to college is to smoke pot.
But I do think if it's something that you have a curiosity about.
For sure.
To do it before you get to a place where you're trying to Agreed. Impress people or carry on your educational Agreed. Journey. Like, I think that, like, oh my God, when I have kids, they are definitely drinking and smoking before they go to college. No, like, with me, like, once. Not, I'm not.
Johnny, come in from kickball. Sit down. Time for our family joints.
I mean, sorry, but that
Call
sounds...
Call back the caller that asked about parenting and, yeah, no. Really? I hope I'm still alive. Granny's there, too. Joking. No.
I'm just saying, like, I'd rather have my kids do it once in a safe environment and, like, have them feel comfortable, like, they can call me if something goes wrong, rather than be scared shitless and then they're doing shit behind my back and then I got a call that they're, like, dead in the hospital.
I never taught you pot, but
no, I know you
didn't
based off of that sentence. I didn't teach you pot, but
okay. She's really smart and she's a hillbilly. Okay.
Oh, it's fucked up how funny you are. Is that, do we have more?
One more.
One more. I'm sorry if I'm giving zero advice to people today.
Hi, Chris. Hi. I'm from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
I'm sorry.
So I just want to know your opinion or what would you do in this situation. So my manager, long story short, he doesn't follow me on Instagram. I don't follow him on Instagram.
He just follows.
But every
unfollowed?
Time I post something on my story, he views it. And it's gotten to the point where I just expect him to view my story, even though he doesn't follow me. So that just means that my manager gets out of his way to creep on my Instagram and view my story, see what I'm doing, and we're not even close or personal like that. So would you just let him to continue to creep on your story, or would you call him out and embarrass the shit out of him? Thank you. Bye.
I don't know why immediately I thought of the hot topic of calling in a bomb threat. Don't do that. Just, I'm going to make that clear. Legal team watching this, I am not condoning that. That was my initial thought. Intrusive thoughts. Thank you. I think if you're going to continue to work there, I wouldn't embarrass him. While he deserves it, it's good to have a job. But if you're leaving, oh, honey, let's brainstorm. Send me a little, what is it? Oh, call me. Forgot what part of the show we're on. Yeah, that's so creepy.
So he's not logging on as himself? Is that what I understood?
No, he doesn't follow her, but he continues to like watch all of her stories and like her posts.
So
and
she can't block him or I'm not that
Yeah, I would
IG.
Just say block him.
I would 100% block.
Or like, yeah, I don't know what else you... I
Angela
don't know how to
for
use...
the block.
Chris, also for the block. All in favor of the block, say aye.
Aye.
And that's that. We figured it. We are problem solvers. High five number two, bitch. Oh, and that's all of them? Ugh. Well, that's the end of the calls, but we're going to call out an organization that... sorry, I was just so proud of myself for that transition, and then I forgot everything I was talking about. Something I like to do on this podcast is every episode shout out a different organization, a small business, the other word that I always use that I'm clearly forgetting. But I had my mom pick out this one because she is the guest and she is a really selfless person. And so I figured this would be easy. And then we got here and then she didn't have it picked out, but we got it. What did you
Couldn't
pick?
Couldn't miss that opportunity to throw me under the bus.
Absolutely not. Are you kidding? We've got to even the scoreboard.
Okay.
What did you pick?
I picked Mom's House in Wilmington, Delaware.
If you don't know, I'm from Delaware. My mom raised me there. And Mom's House is a primary mission. Their primary mission is to empower single parents to complete their education And they provide scholarship and free services to student parents in exchange for 3 hours of volunteering weekly at the mom's house, maintaining a C average or above, participating in monthly parenting life skill classes, and aiding with all fundraising. And I think it's cool that you mentioned when we did a video over the holidays, you mentioned that like you like that the organization makes people help themselves.
Helps those that help themselves.
Yeah, yep. And I really love that with this. Yep. And I know that we've donated a lot of stuff from our house, from mom's house to mom's house. No, but I just think it's a really amazing thing that I think is often overlooked. I think as adults, people expect you to have your shit together and to not fail and all of that. And I think failing is normal. And feeling overwhelmed and unprepared or this and that about certain facets of life, I think is so normal. And it feels like such a, as an adult, like a, they're a bad parent, they're a lazy, they're this or that. And I just think something like this is so amazing. So there is a link in the description of this episode where you can go and learn more and donate if you can. I obviously know that money is tight for a lot of people right now, but I think it's good to remember if you have the means to help other people around you that we should. So that's the sentiment. And now we're just going to become giant bitches because it's time for the rant.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, this rant involves you. If you guys don't know, I keep saying that at the beginning of every segment. If you guys don't know, just watch the fucking podcast, okay? Or listen to it. For the rant section, in order to kind of prevent it from being the entire episode, I have a time limit of 4 minutes and 20 seconds, as you can see on the beautiful timer behind me. And are we ready? 3, 2, 1. There we go. So today's rant was inspired by you guys. Well, not some of you. No, not a lot of you. Some of you. It's the hateful or unsolicited opinions that are comments on the internet that people feel comfortable leaving, which is insane to me. And it's definitely something that comes more and more with all of this, is more comments. We went to a basketball game the other night, game 3.
Clippers Suns.
And this was like my first real outing. This felt like a concert almost. I was like, wow. I was like fully dancing and drinking in the car.
Clarity.
None of us were driving, just also for the record. But so we're having the best time. We are literally like second row. I have never had such good seats for a legitimate sports game, and I didn't even realize it was game 3. So we're there having the best time. My mom and I, when we're together, have the best time. And so we were doing exactly that. Had a little beer.
We were getting feedback from friends and family that because we were in the front row, we were on TV all the time.
The whole time.
So we were texting friends like, hey, I'm sending you kisses.
And then I would be like shimmying.
We were being nutty.
But that sounds like a happy time. So I had like the guy 2 rows behind us take photos of us, which turned out horrible. I almost threw you under the bus, and but he took these photos. They were terrible. I asked another person to take the photos. I loved them, so I posted them. And I guess in these photos, my mom is holding her phone, which is an iPhone 8, 8 Plus.
8 Plus.
8 Plus. And the amount of comments that were, how could you let your mom have an iPhone 8? Wow, you don't even buy your mom the newest iPhone. Ew, what kind? She's using the 8? Get out. Like, just, so stupid.
And once again, let me just point out another one of our differences. If it ain't broke, keep on using it.
Oh, my God. If I wasn't a fucking Instagram bitch, I would not have an... Well, maybe I would.
And I honestly... Well, I don't want to get into your rant. Go ahead.
No, I want you to join in. You're involved.
You're a victim. Can I give the big news?
Give the big news. Okay.
I now have an... I don't even know what.
iPhone 12 Pro.
iPhone 12 Pro. And not because of any of you stinkers. I didn't cave to peer pressure. Just let me say that.
No, my brother spent like the whole day in the AT&T
Michael
store.
Michael spent the whole day. Shout out, dude. Redoing our phone lines.
We're still drunk.
No, I'm just old. Anyway. But as part of that, so iPhone 8 Plus only came out in 2017. So back to the caller about saving money. Why would I spend $700 to $1,000 on a new phone? Because honestly, this one still texts. It
I
calls.
Love the case you have. It is my anyway, middle kid case to five case. Yeah, if you aren't watching.
But I mean, why would I get a new phone? It texts, it talks, well, it just, takes
regardless
photos.
Regardless of yeah, anyway. Whatever, who the fuck in their right mind is sitting there on Instagram leaving comments about my mom's phone model? Get a fucking life. Are you kidding me? And it's like the plant that was on this table. Literally, it's not even a real plant. It is as inanimate as an object as it can get. And I guess there was only a few people. But regardless... Shut up. It wasn't just one. Shut up. But we moved the...
35 seconds.
Oh,
just saying.
Fuck.
Hurry up.
Just shut up,
Don't
everyone.
Be mean. If you have a choice, be kind. Really, seriously. There's no need to be rude.
There isn't. And like, listen, I get if I was maybe like a bitch or a bad person. Like, sure. Cut deep.
He's a very good human. He really is.
We have that recorded?
Yep.
Oh my God. I have nothing else to rant about.
I F-word. F-A-V-O-R-I-T-E. Did not say that. I know that's the big get.
Yeah,
I know.
That's the compliment. Oh, shit. Five. Four. Wait, why am I counting down? Whatever. This rant ended on a good note. I got complimented by my mom. There's not really much to rant about anymore. Wow, that flew by today. Thanks for the high five, number three. You're like, we're one section closer to being done.
That's exactly it.
Before we continue on with the episode, and I'm just, yep, we're going to acknowledge that my hair is orange. Thank you. I want to say a huge thank you to our sponsor, which is Emo Night. I am so excited to invite all of you to join me in a once-in-a-lifetime three-day, three-night weekend trip hosted by Emo Night in Vegas. Ah! If you guys have followed me for a while, I've gone to the one in LA a lot, obviously, but I also did a DJ set with one of my best friends, Aaron, in New York for Emo Night, and it was like... It was like the greatest fucking night of my life. Dead serious. I got home at like 6 a.m. and have never felt so happy to do so. Now for Emo Night in Vegas, this experience can only be found on Pollen and includes everything in one package, which is 3 days and three nights hotel stay, access to all the shows, day pool parties, plus private nighttime concerts and after parties in Vegas's best locations. The package is as affordable as booking just a regular stay, but includes the entire weekend of Emo Night events too. Now, the best part about booking through Pollen is that in order to reserve your spot, you can either pay in full or you can do small monthly payment plans for no extra costs. And to do the payment plan, all you have to do is put down $30 deposit on the day of the on sale tickets, which reserves your spot. And then you pay the rest of the package cost off in small equal monthly payments up until 60 days before the trip at no extra cost. It's super easy and affordable. And if you're like me and are a bitch who loves a payment plan, it's perfect. Honestly, though, why don't people talk about payment plans more? Side tangent. Emo Night has given me a promo code which gives you guys $30 off at checkout, and it is Chris Clemens. Just one word. So fucking easy. It's easier than the name Chris. Is it though? I guess not. Make sure your entire friend group is ready to put down their $30 deposit the minute this goes on sale, as we expect this to sell out quickly and we don't want anyone to miss out. And again, I'm telling, like, I don't know what the Vegas show is going to be like, but bitch, I'm excited. But if it's anything like their other events, oh my God, you just feel so alive, which is so funny because it's called Emo Night. Now, if you want to get in on the fun and come to Emo Night in Vegas for a whole fun ass weekend, be sure to click the Emo Night link in my description and sign up with your email ASAP so you can get all the important details and information about the trip. And be sure to share the link with your friends so they can sign up too. This trip will sell out quickly, so have everyone pre-register to increase your chances of getting a spot. And I'll see you bitches in Vegas, which never ends well for Chris. I'm excited.
Tis the season to shine with H&M. Discover the holiday collection and find fashionable pieces for your wardrobe or for under the tree. Get inspired and dazzle with this year's glam. From tuxedo styles, bow detailed pieces, impressive prints, and more. From unforgettable looks to unforgettable gifts. With fashion finds to home decor, find it all at H&M. Treat your loved ones and yourself this season. Shop in-store or at hm.com.
So, speaking of still being drunk.
Tell me something.
What? Tell me something I need. Anyway, good. I don't know why we are singing.
I just never have an opportunity to have a microphone here, so I'm kind of living my whole rock star. Yeah.
I have not. I am speechless.
Chris Clemens, speechless. My job is done.
No, but for now that the rant is over, we're gonna get into the main enchilada of this shit show, and we're playing Truth or Drink, which. Oh God, it's coming in.
Here it is.
This is a little scarring, seeing as how
this is super scarring.
Oh my God, loopy bars. Oh, if you guys don't know, loopy bars are the best female-founded company. You can use code Chris20 to get 20% off any of your orders. But they have 1.5 times the protein of an egg. They're free of added sweeteners and low glycemic. And they are made out of gut-healthy lupini beans, which are also a complete protein, meaning that they're easy for the body to absorb. I think these are amazing. I definitely need food in my stomach, even though I've literally had one before this. But we are playing Truth or Drink. And I don't know why, especially considering I am miserably hungover. But we don't know what these questions are. We saw the cuts, parents versus kids, truth or drink. And I thought that that was wildly fascinating. So, we don't know what these questions are.
My heart is starting to pound.
Same.
Oh my God.
Yes, I really don't want to drink, which means there's a hot chance I'm just going to lay it all out there.
I'm not that optimistic, so let's pour one for me.
Okay, my mom is definitely thinking that she's going to be... My mom is drinking Malibu. I have vodka. We didn't really have time to go get the
I was promised all week, like, mom will stop at the liquor store and get
I offered
exactly...
it, and you said, no, we'll be late, so...
We were tardy, yeah. Never, my job is never done.
No, it's never done.
It's never done.
Okay, so we have our... pile of
freaking
questions.
Out.
Oh,
freaking
I'm
out.
Freaking out. I have no idea what these questions are. My mom has no idea what these questions are. All right, let's get our shots ready.
Oh.
No. What? You just read the first one.
Yeah.
Am I drinking?
Not at all.
Oh, okay. Oh, my God. I don't want to take shots of vodka.
Here, pour that for me.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
I can't reach.
Anything from mama.
Yeah.
Also, my mom, before this, I was like, oh, can you get me a blue Powerade for a chaser out of, like, the fridge we have here? And my mom goes, what's a chaser? You've never taken a shot and followed it with something to make it feel less brutal?
But we've already discussed, I don't chug shots and I don't do hard liquor. I only do shots of like cordials. So no need. You'll see. I'll sip this. I won't get out of drinking the whole thing, but I like to sip, not chug. I guess if I chugged, I would chase also, but I don't. So I don't.
I'm sorry. Sipping shots? If someone asked me to sip a tequila shot, I would literally
I don't
vomit.
Do hard liquor in shots. It's got tons of sugar in it.
This is liqueur. Oh.
Yeah, it's liqueur.
Oh, my God. So that's why I drank a whole bottle of this in college in one night. Oh, whatever, Mom. That's okay. The least of what you're going to find
I'm
out,
gonna
I feel.
I'm
going to
go first. Can I ask you first?
Go for
just
it.
Just because hopefully that means I get
scared.
Out of more than you do.
No.
Okay.
I don't think that's how this works.
This is low-lying fruit. You ready?
No.
We've already talked about this while I've been
drugs.
Here. No.
Oh.
Drugged.
Just think everybody assumes that I'm like literally a drug addict.
Who was your first celebrity crush?
Shania Twain. Oh, as I forgot the entirety of this game. Is that supposed to be secretive? Like, anyways, yeah, that's an easy.
I didn't write the question. I'm reading what's in my lap.
I fully realize that, Mom. Shania Twain, she was, I don't know why or how.
Let's go, girls.
You bought me a calendar for something of Shania Twain. I think it was the 2004 after Googling it. That was a hot take to give.
Well, somebody gave
a nine-year-old
Shania Twain CD for Mother's Day. And so we would bomb all around Newark, Delaware.
Let's not maybe
singing.
In the same episode about bomb threats say that we are bombing around town.
Whatever. Flying around in my van, screaming, you know, let's go, girls. Or, you know, whatever. Feels like a woman, that was it? Yeah.
I don't know.
Whatever. Anyway.
I was like five.
I'm assuming the calendar was subsequent to the...
That was you wanting to not listen to the music
really
anymore and just...
I don't remember the Shania effort because I'm much more fixated on the woman who I fully expected to be my daughter-in-law. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hillary Duff.
Sorry to let you down on yet another thing.
So many concerts we went to.
All right. We don't need to. It wasn't so many. It was four. Which, yes, that is still an inappropriate amount.
And a meet and greet.
And two book signings. We're done. All right.
Oh, and a kiss on the cheek. Yeah, everyone knows that, though. Okay, go ahead.
Everyone knows. It doesn't mean
it's my turn. Can I ask another one just for kicks?
Yeah, after I go, because this is a two-player game.
Yep.
This is really not, you shouldn't be scared. Do you wish I still had longer hair?
Oh, God bless whoever wrote that question. Yes, I would like Chris to have.
What is?
Well, okay.
What the fuck? I thought that was going to be like, I love him regardless.
Well, I don't know. I guess maybe I'm a scientist.
I mean, the answer,
I'm asked a question. I'm going to answer truthfully. I like you with hair, but it's like, I'm going to digress. So when my dad passed away, I was in a Walmart looking for stuff. And one of my sisters called. We were on the phone for like 2 hours. I had a full on security tail from Walmart who I was acting so squirrely. They thought I must be shoplifting.
I thought you literally had like a bodyguard. I was like, okay, bitch, go off.
Well, that's why, because I knew that's where your mind was going. That's why I clarified it. Anyway, my sister was saying, I think it's so cool that you have such an academic, technical background, and you're so cool with Chris being a photography major. And I remember that had never occurred to me ever. And so my point is,
I think
just,
you were just stoked to see that I was going to college.
No. I mean, you know, I think like, and it probably ties into caller one, God bless her. You know, if you're going to have kids and say, I'd like a lawyer, a doctor, and an accountant, which honestly would have been fire. Then you're an idiot. But I mean, I never ever thought like, okay, I'd like this kid's hair to look like this. I mean, you are you.
Yeah.
And I think if I, you know, try and say, yeah. I would like, you know, but that means nothing is the short answer. Like, I think you look nice, however, but it's your life to live. So.
All right. Well, you could have ended it at, but it's okay. No, I wish I had long hair again. I just don't. There's too many awkward, like, there's so much fucking work, first of all. Second of all, you have to, like, schedule a hair appointment. I literally just, I'm like, oh, my hair's too long, in my shower. And I'm 15 minutes later, I'm like, oh, my God, I look amazing, so.
Okay. Presumptuous, but whatever.
All right, Mom. Do these get exponentially scarier?
Yeah, is there any order? Do we know?
Randomized.
What? Say again?
Randomized, got it.
Oh, good.
I don't know if that's good. We're getting a lot of the soft ones out of the way.
I don't know. How many can I?
No, you can't cheat.
Okay. Have you ever been fired from a job?
Yes.
You have?
Yeah, you told me to stop. I would go around and be like, I got fired. And you're like, Chris, you have to stop telling people you got fired. You were let go.
Oh, yeah, that's so stupid. Whatever.
But like what? I'm like, well, someone told me that the jig is up. So I was fired. But yeah, I was fired from the only office job I've ever had. And honestly, I was surprised I made it that long. I should have been fired. I had a year in review and the only thing they said, Chris, you need to be in the office more. Literally, I was like, hey, guys, I'm sick again.
Really?
Oh, I just, listen, I was a team of one of me. I didn't need to be in with the programmers and the coders and like the whoever else was in that office. I paid so little attention. But like, it really was so useless for me to go in.
So there's another difference between us.
Like, yeah, no, I definitely wrote my own rules.
Wow,
I need
and I've had the same job for 30 years. So
I need this
that's
vodka to get out kind of it. It
why?
Smells so bad.
You'll have to be truthful then. Always.
Well, yeah, that's the game plan. I'm hoping to come out of this with zero shots in me.
I'm actually fired up for one. So
to sip?
Yeah, to sip. Have a straw.
Next up, what sports did I excel at as a child?
If any? He was, look, you're not in the room. Chris was very athletic.
I really was, though.
You really were. I mean, House of Boys, so there was always kind of stuff.
There was, like, competition.
Flying around. I have never experienced testosterone myself, but it seems to be a thing. So yeah, competition, whatever.
Definitely a thing.
Full body contact.
I was really good at tennis.
Tennis, excellent tennis player, but... he was on an all-star baseball team, and I remember...
Do you know why I quit baseball?
No.
Because I was too afraid, because it went from parents pitching to the kids, and I was like, I'm not getting hit in the head with a baseball.
Well, I was going to say, I can remember watching you in an all-star game, and his older brother was really into it and whatever. I can remember Chris was at shortstop, and you could just see in his face... He was somewhere else. And I thought,
I suffer from ADHD.
That kid's face, that beautiful face, is gonna in danger. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
By a baseball that a reckless child threw at me.
So I don't think leaving baseball is bad. But yeah.
No. Oh, baseball's such a boring sport.
Definitely good at sports. And
I still stand by that. I look like I was in a different place.
He did. Okay. Interesting. I mean, possibly funny side note. In high school, I mean, he was... You know, on the varsity right away, whatever, blah, blah, blah.
For tennis.
But then, So then...
I just want to make that clear because before junior year,
decided, I'm going to go join the track team. And we're like, oh my God, you have no endurance and you're not fast. So what is the end game here?
Okay, bitch.
Well, I'll tell you what the end game was.
The fuck?
It was co-ed and really social. So,
oh my God, it was the best. And we got a new tennis coach who I fucking hated.
Oh yeah, I knew there was another point. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, so good, and this guy just had favorites. And I was like, listen, old cracker, I don't need to be here. I can go to the track where I'll at least be appreciated for my jokes. I won't be helping the team literally at all. But I'll have fun. And that's what I did.
Yeah.
I'm just here for the good time. Not a long time.
Yeah, that's true.
I quit tennis very quick. But now I'm trying to get back into it.
And you regret it. Yep.
I do. Yeah. Yep. I do really regret it.
And see, that's something I struggle with. No, I struggle with as a parent that I wish I had been
forceful. Well, that's how I feel. I'm like, forceful. Why did you let us quit, like, guitar? Like, I would
Because you... crapped I know, about
because
it constantly.
Because you weren't, like, pushing me into something I didn't like.
And I didn't sit there with a timer and... make you practice, and so...
Oh, yeah, let's bring up the violin then.
Oh, that you is almost queuing up that photo.
You timed me and made sure I practiced for 30 minutes.
I did not. Do you know the time I was at school? Hey, Mrs. Clemens, you're going
to
be at the concert tonight?
I'm ready.
There's
a
violin concert tonight. Chris had never gone to orchestra, so he, in a string ensemble, wait for it, played the maracas. What?! Because
and
he had never showed
you,
up.
If you thought I didn't have rhythm, you're correct.
Have you ever heard a like classical string quartet?
I bet none of you bitches have heard Mozart with some maracas. Period.
Oh, my turn, right?
Yeah.
Oh, thank God. Okay. I'm going to just... God, some of these are funny. Okay.
Just... You ruin it. You can't get... You have to read...
Okay. The first one. I just was looking for a better... platform.
Stop rating them. She's like, I was just looking.
Okay, fine.
Looks through the
What's
rest of them.
What's a story that constantly comes up whenever you're with extended family? See, it's a lousy question. Sorry.
Oh, mom.
All right, you want another one.
In their defense, let me protect them. You were like, all right, I was like, okay, mom, what are no-goes for Truth or Drink? And she said everything that you would want to hear on Truth and Drink.
Okay.
Did I just spoil the rest of this segment? Hey, guys, you're looking for tea. There's none. A story that constantly comes up. Stop looking. I'm about to full on fucking destroy the set right now.
Okay. I don't know anything except what's a story that always comes up with extended family. Honest to God, it's the next one here.
I don't think it's embarrassing. I don't know what it is.
Oh, no, it just says, what's a story that constantly comes up?
Right, I don't know a story that constantly comes up with extended family. Oh, I almost threw my little brother under the bus so hard, and I can't. But that is like, it has nothing to do with me. My water?
No,
oh, I could drink. No, I don't, no, I'm not taking a vodka hit for this. I just can't remember. Like,
just want a different question?
No, I just, like, do we have any crazy stories that are like, oh, Chris, remember that one time you...
No.
There's just been so many.
We never wait for extended family. They just
We just air our shit on a podcast. What?
This isn't with extended family. It's only with us, but...
Which one?
Our friend across the street and Costco margarita...
Okay, fine. I'll tell this one.
Shout out, Denise, Janice, oh hey.
My God, hi, Watered family. You didn't serve me enough fucking water that night. So we went, what was it, like a summer night. We were just, our neighbors across the street from us growing up was like the exact as our family, but all girls. So the girls were all pretty much the same ages as like my brothers and me.
But went to different high schools.
Yeah, so, went to different high schools. But we like, our neighborhood really like had such a close-knit community. But we, so we went over one night and Waters.
One of the girls texted and said, hey, we've got takeout.
Oh, yeah, we've got takeout and tequila and stuff. Come on over. So we go, and she had just gone to Costco and got margarita mix, but I didn't realize the margarita mix already had
She didn't realize it had tequila in it.
Well, and I also didn't fucking realize.
She was
realize.
Making these drinks for Chris with this mix that already had the required amount of tequila in it.
But she was filling
my cup up. And
then
adding tequila, thinking the mix was just the non-alcoholic part.
So somehow, I mean, not somehow. This is why I hate fucking drinking, because I most of the time end up crying. I hate it. I get so emotional. It fucking sucks.
Complete lack of bodily functions.
Yes.
Period.
I'm admitting to it. Okay. So I start crying about something and I remember it. We're not getting into it. But then I start throwing up in their bathroom, which was a new frontier in their house for me. And so then after I'm like vomiting and I'm gone for a very noticeable amount of time, I'm like, I'm going to go home. So I go home and I'm like, I'm going to take a shower.
But we all stayed over there.
Yeah.
Like your brothers and I stayed over there.
No, that's coming. Okay. So I'm like, I'm going to go take a shower. And then as the water is running, I was like, I have to throw up again. So I go to the bathroom, throw up. Or no, I'm in the bathroom. I go to the toilet and throw up. And then that's where the story ends for me until the next morning, where I'm filled in on the blackout. I was naked on the floor, passed out, sleeping with vomit in the toilet, the shower running on hot.
For like 3 hours.
Listen, Mother Earth, I am so sorry.
Oh, I'm worried about Mother House, like Mother's House. So I'll pick it up because I was not blackout that night. So I think David must not have gone. So he was home in his bedroom across the hall and must have heard just infinite water running. And I, by this point, had come home, and he's like, Mom,
Chris is dead in the bathroom.
You need to deal with, come here. And so I go in the bathroom. There's,
of course, he didn't help.
A naked Chris on the floor, and my walls are like marshmallows at this point. And so I was like, oh my God, my son's naked. My walls. Oh my God. What are, so I was conflicted.
Oh my
because
God, the, I'm never naked around people too.
Yeah,
so
no,
like,
exactly.
That is like
so I had to call his older brother, and I was honestly, so the two times I've been afraid.
Look, you started to miss me.
No, I was afraid you were dead. The same as that time in the, we alluded to earlier about the falling out of the Home Depot cart.
I started to
mourn you. So yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm so glad we got that question that came up. Biggest regret.
Of my life?
Yeah, of your life.
Having a middle kid. Just a joke. It was just a joke.
Not running away and taking it seriously is mine.
Not running away? From me?
No. Remember what I would always... I jumped out of a second out of my bedroom window and like ran away.
You did.
That was the craziest shit I've ever done.
You ran
done.
Away to the magnolia tree the right in front of your window.
Listen, okay, a bitch had to be dramatic.
Which
someone
I finally
had to carry
got
the
wise
weight
to.
Family.
I had to cut the tree down. So yeah,
I ran away too many times. What's your biggest regret? Unless it's literally having a middle kid. Which in that case,
I mean, I try and live my life without regrets. But
come on,
no, I mean seriously, it's like, you know, whatever. I mean, it's kind of like the whole thing. If I could pick my kids' professions, I'd pick things that, you know, made sense to me. That I could, whatever. If you know, as you get older, you say, how am I going to design my life? Yeah, it would be different than the life I lived. But yeah, I try not to live without regrets.
That seems like a cop out. Take a shot.
No, no, no. I mean, I wish I had like matured like earlier in my life that I could have made maybe more exciting decisions when I was younger. I, you know, did things safe and securely.
Do you regret ever like following chemistry or like your job and shit? Because like you were really good at basketball, like that's what I'm like.
Yeah, I mean, back in those days, I mean, I, you know, so I mean, my mom made me play the flute and the piano because that's what good girls did. Mom, you'll never listen to this, but do love you.
Oh my God, Nana, if you are, stop. Like, oh my fucking God.
My passion is playing the drums. So, I mean, that kind of, yeah. But those aren't regrets because, I mean, if I had said, hey, Mom, I'm going to play the drums, she would have been like, no. And the fact that she let me play as many sports as she did, she hated that. I mean, so they're not regrets because they weren't real in my life. They weren't really. And again, yeah.
Okay, well, I'm just asking.
No, I'm just saying.
Damn.
Nice. Okay, this
no regrets for Angela.
No regrets. Okay. My question for you. Oh, we haven't drank at all. This is crazy. Okay. I'm not sure I want to ask this one, but I will in the spirit of this.
Oh my God.
No, it's nothing creepy. If it were a creeper one, I would have done what we talked about.
Just whatever. Let's go.
Okay. What's a secret you've kept from me? Probably don't want to know.
Did you?
If it's going to freak me out, don't tell me.
No, it's not, I don't think it'll freak you out. I drank in high school.
You did?
Yeah.
Where? How? When?
I
don't care. Yeah, okay. You're going to end up throwing people under the bus to say it?
Kind of.
Okay, we'll do it later.
But they're all like good people and always had my best interest.
Adults?
No.
Oh, okay.
Fellow students.
Oh, okay. All right.
My friends.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard that
the
from...
The showcase... party.
I figured you maybe told me that
sophomore year. Remember when I came home and fell asleep reading a book and it was upside down?
Nah.
I was straight up hungover.
Okay.
That was the first time I drank. I put a lollipop in vodka. And I was like, this is so fun. And I would take a lick from the lollipop and I was like, I'm drunk.
Yeah, that doesn't seem very bad.
No, it was fine. But yeah, I would drink like sophomore year of high school.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel like, okay.
Yeah, whew. We're good. Yeah.
Whew, I've held that one in for so long. I'm like, would she be pissed? Like, oh, no, it's another distrust.
No. Because, I mean, I think everybody had those. Yeah. I would have been.
If I told you that I drank, like, the day after it happened, would you have been pissed?
I don't know. I'm not going to go back and.
Do you think you would have?
Like,
just for my own.
I don't know.
Mental peace.
I mean, that time and place is gone. I mean, I felt fiercely protective of you guys. I wanted to make sure you were going the right. Yeah.
I was going the right way. I found the fridge real fast.
I'm not trying to dodge the question. I think that's just completely speculative
I don't know.
Like, guess. No, I appreciate the question. No idea.
No, you don't.
No idea.
Okay. This is something that I think is interesting because I feel like you're always like, we're so different. What personality traits do we share?
Oh, this is pretty easy. I always tell people what I normally say is we have nothing in common but a big heart and blue eyes and a sense
and
of humor.
And a fat ass.
And a fat ass. but I think, what do we have in common?
Oh my God, we're funny.
No, was that the question?
Yeah, what things do we have in common?
Yeah,
we're
sense
so
of humor.
Funny.
We're both sensitive,
super
anxious.
Super sensitive, anxious, depressed?
No.
Right, just me.
You're on your own on that one.
Smart.
Hillbilly. Just, whatever.
Okay. I feel like we have so much more in common than you think.
And it's so funny. I feel like all the differences have popped out today. And of course, I've commented on them because I do feel we're very different. But
I feel
but
like
not.
We were different.
Okay.
Like, I feel like growing up.
I was
up,
a parent and you were a kid. So right
well,
there.
Duh. But, like, I feel like now that we're, like, adults, we're both adults, and we, like, are more friends now than, like, obviously you're my mom, but, like, you can't really tell me shit. I pay all my bills myself.
Yeah, no,
like,
exactly.
So I feel like that's opened up, like, all of the boundaries that were put on, like, because I think you were one of those, like, yeah, of course I want to be your, like, friend, but I'm your parent. So I feel like it was just, like, a different...
Oh, it's totally different. Yeah.
But I feel like now we're so similar because we're like able to be in a way because I'm not like following rules that were set by you and breaking them later.
A guideline that I try and tell myself that I will never give my adult children unsolicited advice. I don't.
Where'd that rule go?
Well, I do say that to you and you say, no, I want your input.
Then it doesn't mean sometimes I'm going to be annoyed by it.
Okay. But I mean, I do recognize we are equals. I really do, you know, at this point. Yeah.
We are.
Not sure what the question was. Or
me neither.
how we're alike. Yeah, yeah.
My
turn?
It's your turn. Are there any juicy questions? Like,
that's
really?
Where I'm going to go.
All right, let's, all right, we can cheat.
Like, this is.
I'm like, okay. Oh, I love that one.
Okay.
Oh, love that one.
Oh, this is a good one.
Love that one.
Oh, this is a good one.
Love that one.
We'll do a, I'll do a doubles because these are pretty easy.
Doubles? Mom, this isn't Wimbledon. Come on. Let's just.
Oh, no. Okay, here's one. This is such a stupid one, but this is going to be a freebie.
Oh my God, I have the next question.
You do? All right, I haven't gone fast enough, partly because I don't have my glasses on.
Oh my God. Okay, the questions for you are
pretty
good.
Do you wish you had a sister?
Sometimes.
You do?
Okay. Like, just, well, I think there's like a little too much testosterone in the house.
Yeah.
It's like just sometimes, it's like the fact that we're still at the dinner table fighting about sports team statistics. Mike and Dave, who fucking cares?
The fact that you still all fight about being the favorite. That's whack.
Well, that actually leads me to my next question, if I can find it.
Okay. Wait, did you ask two in a row?
No. Wait, was that my turn? Didn't you just ask me a question?
Oh, I asked about the sister. Yeah, yeah, sorry.
Yeah, okay. So speaking of favorite children, yeah, like of all the sports me and my siblings played, the biggest competition we ever got into was daily, and it was who was the favorite child. And now my mom swears and will go to her grave that she doesn't have one. And I do believe that because you really are like that bitch who is selfless and like just like, I feel like not that you were meant to be a parent, but like I feel like you really were so good at like that was such a natural thing for you to do that I don't think you have a favorite. I think there are times where.
Oh my God, ask the question. I'm freaking out.
Are you. Whoever wrote this question, I have to give you a bonus. Are you here in LA to escape my brothers, or is it because I'm the favorite child?
See, none of the above. Booyah.
D, fuck you. So did you escape my brothers?
I mean, they live on the East Coast, but it doesn't mean they're, you know, harassing me or whatever.
I will take your word for it, even though that's different than...
You want to ask a freebie? Another one?
No, it's your turn.
Rats. Okay.
I still think, though, I'm the favorite now.
I do not seriously
like
have
had
a favorite.
Like, if you had to pick one.
That's... I mean, have you ever seen Sophie's Choice? Yeah, no. A parent... I mean, a good parent is not going to have a favorite child. You can't. You can't. I mean, you can say...
You could.
Who
would it be?
You can do some superlatives, like, okay, this one has, you know, the, I don't know, brownest hair. This one has... But, I mean, that...
Oh, my
these
God.
Things,
you are, like,
but
whatever.
This one maybe is the most generous. This one is the most...
Who's the most generous?
Thoughtful. This is the most this. But you don't have a favorite.
Who's the most generous?
I'm not... Sorry, again?
Yeah, is that a drink, then?
Oh, who is that wise guy in our ears?
Thank you, Elliot. Mama, why don't you go sip your little shot? Sippy sippy.
Touche. Touche. It is a drink. I admit.
Who's the most generous, would you say, though? Fuck you. She's choosing the drink. All right, ask me a question. I would really love to make it out of here not drinking vodka. Like, I would be so happy.
Challenge accepted.
Oh, fuck. Wait, are you putting any of the cards down?
No, I just roll them to the back.
Got it.
Okay. Some of these, yeah. Ooh.
That was mom shitting on the producers.
No, no,
almost
no, no,
a second
no, no,
time.
No, 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 no. One, I.
All right. I mean, come on.
This is a better question for me, actually.
Ask me that. That's not how this fucking game works. You sociopath.
It would be. All right. Do we have any inside jokes, you and me?
I feel like life
What's
is one
inside
big inside
joke.
What's
an inside joke with your mom that always makes you laugh? We don't have any inside jokes. It's all right on the surface, right? Yeah. Should I throw that one away?
I just feel like life is one big inside joke with us.
We're in the bear.
Okay. Well, that one got put to Instagram, so.
Oh, here's a good one. What's the worst gift I ever gave you? That's a good one.
Oh, I don't think they're the worst.
Shania Twain calendar.
No, that was the best. I was like living. I hid that under the purple swivel chair under the cushion so nobody could take it.
Shouldn't I?
That was like literally porn to me at age 9. I was like,
so much dysfunction. Okay.
Worst gift you ever gave me? Ooh. I almost made a joke, but it was like, it would just be stupid. I don't know. I don't think there was a bad gift that you gave me. You were pretty good about gifts, I feel. Just either knowing what would be good or just being like asking me, like, what do you want? But I don't think there was like a bad gift you've given me. And if so, I don't remember.
Yeah, I'd agree.
The gift of life. That's the worst gift you gave me.
Okay, gross. Next. I'm going to keep sipping.
What annoys you the most about me? Spill the tea, bitch.
I wish you would save more money.
What a cop out. Yeah, I mean, I do too, but I also want to like live my life and have fun. So.
Okay.
Wow, this is the most unexciting game of Truth or Drink ever.
Nope. My turn?
That's how this game has been working.
Why are you still single? I didn't make it up.
No,
it's
I don't.
On the card.
I'm still single because...
Ooh, I don't like that I asked you that. That's...
You didn't, Mom. If you came up with the question...
But I know, but it came out of my mouth, so I feel kind of... I'm just sharing... I mean, seriously, that, you know, that's up to you. I'm not... It's not me asking. I'm just reading a cue card.
No, Mom, I understand how the game works. Thank you.
I just... It just felt creepy that those words came out of my mouth.
It's... Mom... You're holding a stack of pre-written questions.
I just...
Of course I know it wasn't. I'm still single because, honestly, I have never wanted to be in a relationship that I never was like, this could end in marriage. To me, that seems like... Talk about saving money, the biggest waste of money. Just to be in a relationship, to be in one. And also, I had business moves to make. No, I don't... Yeah, it's none of your fucking business. That's why.
What? That you wasn't me, right? None of your fucking business.
Oh, that's I forgot these weren't fan questions. I don't know where you would think I drank the whole bottle of vodka at this point. It's never really been like a priority.
Again, that question did not come from me.
Oh my God, okay, Mom, if you fucking... I can't even think of the words. Have you ever gotten lost on vacation? Or, like, have I ever gotten lost? Or have any of us ever gotten lost?
Sweetie Pie, is that question for me? Or are you just having a self-introspection?
Are you dumb?
Have you? Clearly, we've established that already. So,
no, it's a card. Have you ever gotten lost on vacation?
Or have I? Or have any of us? Why the improv? The question's to me, dude. Like, so define...
Wow,
what would you...
So you've been this podcast's worst guest... Okay, fine. I'll give you a different one.
No, we
do
didn't
you
do that.
Experience road rage?
Yes. Yes. Although, yeah. Yeah.
You're backpedaling now. You're like, fuck, 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 fuck.
No, sure I do. Yeah.
You're a human being.
Yep.
I get it. All right, your turn.
Just going to give a shout out to my sister Nora for a button she gave me on my jean jacket when I was in grad school that said, "Too bad ignorance isn't painful." Seems relevant with road rage. At the time, it was kind of like, what? But I think about that button every day. It's like, that defines my thought process.
I thought it was going to be like a cutesy little pin that's like, drive safely. Or like,
I love
you
daisies.
Got this.
No.
Bitches should feel the pain. Okay, Mom. Good to know.
It was kinder than that, but anyway.
Yeah, that's what it seems like.
Okay, is it my turn to ask?
Yeah.
How would people who knew you in high school describe you?
Ooh.
And I would... Okay.
What?
Yeah, I would think...
Well, are you going to improvise now?
Yeah, I am.
Hmm.
I would think... I'm just interested.
What would you think they would?
I think you'll say something very self-deprecating. I think
I think I was like literally a loser in high school.
Yeah, see, I
was the theater nerd.
Yeah. I mean, that's... Yeah. You've shared things with me about high school and... They don't really match what I perceived, but...
Right. I mean, I was, you know, leading the cross-country team in the shortest amount of time that you can run a 5K. I know.
That is so not true, but...
No, I just... people would probably... I don't know how people would describe me in high school. I was always just trying to, like, get through. I was like, I hate school so much.
But what would you... I mean, funny?
Like, artsy... Artsy. Bitches loved using the word artsy.
How about mouthy? I mean, you were animated in class.
Yeah, talkative. People, talkative?
Yeah.
Like, I don't fucking know. I also don't care.
Just
like how would people... No, No, I know you're reading the question. I just can't think, and now I'm sweating. Yeah, I would say, like, artsy and loud.
Okay.
And if we're talking cross-country team, slow.
I would agree with those, yep.
Oh, I would, too. I held down last place on that team like nobody else could, mostly because nobody else did. Yeah.
Okay.
Creative. I'll also throw that one in there.
Mm-hmm.
All right. There's been so much dead time. What was your first impression of me as a baby?
The first impression of you as a baby, you had a blocked tear duct. So we had to put...
I had a what?
A blocked tear duct. So we had to...
Isn't that ironic?
Nana thought that was her mission. Was we have so many pictures of you with, like, spa treatments on your eyes to try and get your tear... I mean, I know that's not what you're going for, but first impressions of you as a baby, that's all I can think of is that. Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
Thank you.
Yeah, you didn't come out singing and dancing, but, you know.
Did Mike or Dave?
No, not at all. Oh, but okay. I'm just saying the whole.
I was like, what precedence was set by Mike probably?
But I'm just saying your icon stature was not evident immediately.
Oh, my God. I came out being a needy bitch. That's like as iconic as it gets.
Probably. Yeah.
All right. Your turn.
What's the most expensive item you regularly use? Can't say car. Can't say weed. Reading the question.
What's the most expensive? None of you bitches said laptops, so fuck y'all.
My laptop. I think bags more expensive than that.
Okay, that is actually true. Okay, yeah.
Oh my God, hardcore difference.
Definitely like a bag in my closet probably.
Yeah, so we went to a...
What?
What would you call where we were on... First of all, Rodeo Drive.
We went to Bottega Veneta because my little sales guy, Valdez, he was like, hey, we got some new stuff in. You should check it out. I think you'll like it. Turns out I did. So we went in.
I almost had a heart attack.
Yeah, because you saw Usher.
I did see Usher. That was awesome.
Oh, my God. My mom has, like, fiending over Usher now. Don't.
No.
I'm not... Okay, listen. I mean, I'm not saying she's, like...
Put Usher on alert like I'm...
Oh, Usher is... We're still just as irrelevant to Usher as we were.
Just saying, I did nothing weird.
No, you didn't.
He was there with his daughter, didn't even look at him, just tried to be super cool.
You did try taking pictures through your armpit.
They were very unsuccessful, I will say. Very, very unsuccessful. Which honestly is a mom skill that I learned through Chris. And all
is
I mean
what?
Like just doing weird stuff like that. That
Yeah. I'm like, I love doing like pretending you're on the phone call, but you're pushing the volume button. Yeah. That's a great one.
Yeah,
hurts nobody.
I didn't have
unless the flash
set.
Is on, which otherwise you look really noticeable.
Yeah. Okay. So your bag's probably the most expensive.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, if we're taking out the car
and weed,
although my couch.
Yep.
My couch was pretty expensive.
Yeah.
But that was like the dream couch. So I stand by that. I stand by all of it. You know what? I give money away. I do shit. I don't need to explain this. My bags. My couch.
Mortgage payment.
Ugh, my God. If you mention the mortgage payment one more fucking time, I'm going to
lose. Got it in on air.
My
Let's see if it stays.
Mind. Is this... Are we reaching the end? Are there any questions that you're dying to ask in your stack, Mom?
I'm going to ask one, but don't be hurtful. Would you ever live under the same roof as me again?
If we had a big enough house, I would.
We're a compound.
We talked about that.
Dysfunction is prevalent.
See, I went from wanting to live in your backyard to like now the dream is down the street.
True.
That is the dream.
That was a sad day when Dave decided to not want the underground bunker in the backyard.
With a Wawa and a sports stadium.
Yeah. But he could through.
What kind of fucking Stockholm syndrome did we have? I need to live in the backyard. I'm going to have an underground lair with a Wawa and a sports stadium.
And it'll be separate from Mom's house. But a tunnel. I can get through the tunnel so Mom can do my laundry.
We're so all fucked in the head.
Mess.
I would live under the same roof as we all heard the answer the first time.
What's the meal you ask for every time you go home? I don't think there is one, is there?
There were some like Thanksgiving, like stuffing. I like, there's something about the way you make it that is, like, so much better than any time that I make it. But I never really asked for that. Those au gratin potatoes used to be my jam. Oh, pound cake? Popover!
Popover!
That's the fucking one. If you guys, I'm not going to explain. It's, oh, what is it? Yorkshire pudding or something?
Oh, gross.
No, but it's, well, yeah, that's like the official term for it. Popover, yeah, is like some random name we call it. But also, did I tell you Phineas and his family also call it popover? And it's, yep, the exact same thing?
Yep.
It was like the most mind-blowing moment of my, yeah, life. When
that is a great point. You do ask for that and you eat it right out of the oven in the cooking pan.
It's so, yep, fucking good. Oh my God. It is so good. Did you ever almost... Oh, did you ever do anything to almost get arrested?
No.
Ugh, God.
Oh, let me think really hard.
Do you ever fight a cop? Do you ever try heroin?
Do you know me? No. Get arrested? No, I can't imagine. I mean, I could imagine situations where I would.
Oh.
But growing up, I mean...
I was going to say, I feel like you're more... not reckless as in like you're a reckless person, but I feel like... As you get older, you get more and more, like, you feel more and more, like, free to do things that you want rather than, like, what you think people should want from you.
I think that's been my personal journey. Yeah, I don't think
But that's
everyone,
what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So I think, if anything, like, the thing that's going to be almost arrested is, like, still to come.
Yeah, I would agree with that, for sure. For
Hell
me.
Yeah, let's
for
high
me.
Five number four.
Woo!
Woo-hoo!
To, yeah, brush with the law, woo!
Fuck 12!
Like, I'm super square, though, so I mean,
yeah, no,
I kind
you,
of
like,
am.
Really are. What were some childhood nicknames that I had? One of them is
Most
tattooed.
Of them are tattooed on your arm, so if people don't
Just
know
one
that.
One of them.
Okay,
so.
Bubbles.
Bubbles was one.
CJ.
CJ, JoJo.
JoJo.
Suck at Siwa.
Chris Joe, did we say that? Chris Joe?
Chris Joe. Cristobal.
Cristobal.
My little brother had a speech impediment, slash still might. I'm not really sure. He would always call me, my name is, obviously full name is Christopher. Don't you ever fucking call me that. Cristobal. But he would, Cristobal. Cristobal. It would always sound like he was calling me Crystal Ball. And the, oh my God, my favorite. Ah! His like first... crush was it was either a cheetah girl or
Avril Lavigne,
which he called Al Levine.
Oh
my God, it was the cutest thing when the Olympics were in Canada and she was performing. I remember taking Polaroids at the TV, which we can't even get into, but David
Al,
be like,
Levine.
Al Levine is on TV. Oh my God,
David, under the bus, dude.
No, you're like driving the bus king. That was like Al Levine. That is iconic to our life. Yeah, the rest of these I don't. Oh, no. Wow, I can't believe I almost... What is something you've never told me?
I can't even... Oh, yeah. I mean, just the first thing that came to my mind that I haven't told you, and I won't.
Can you tell me after?
Nope.
What?
Nope.
What the fuck was this mafia shit ending? Ah, you took the whole thing? Oh my God, what? What have you not told me? I'm adopted. I motherfucking bet you.
Has nothing
I haven't seen,
to do with you.
I haven't seen delivery videos.
Ugh.
You're like, yeah, that's because we're not gross.
We weren't that weird.
But
I can tell you the TV program that was on when you were born.
Likely Story.
There was a lady who had a talk show. Her name was Sally Jesse Raphael. And the
I'm
topic,
sorry, how the fuck did she ever work?
Sally Jesse Raphael, look it up. She had
no,
bright,
I believe
her
you.
Trademark That's... was like bright red tortoiseshell glasses. And the guests for that day, the theme for that day was battered lesbians. scarred your birth experience.
Yeah,
totally.
Wow. Okay, so definitely not adopted. Good to know.
Yep.
Well, I'm proud to have made it through that without taking a single shot.
And two for me. Not bad.
No, that isn't. Oh, my God. I forgot.
I'm here with some secrets.
Okay, guys. It's time for some secrets. And that
Get out
I don't...
the paddles.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think we might have to come up with a new sound effect for this.
I might need another shot just to get over that.
Do you want
to take
one?
Scarred for life. I'm going to. I'm okay, scarred for life.
We're going to take a quick moment for a shot. This is my chaser. I know that I'm a little pussy bitch who needs a chaser, mom.
Right.
But, oh my God. Oh my God.
I know that
she filled that to the brim.
Because I'm not great with my left. I'm not great with my left hand. Okay, hold on. I'm gonna sip it be able to.
Okay, I mean, this is once again an audio podcast. Oh my god, have some respect for the set. Cheers. I love you.
Love you.
I'm so sorry for that noise. That sounded like a straight up ass rip.
It was Chris, not me.
Oh my god. Oh. 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 Oh my. Oh wow. Aren't you regretting listening and watching this shit show? Oh my god. Oh.
Come on, dude.
Oh my god, it sounds like I'm giving birth. okay, so this is the part where you guys, oh my god, I'm like crying. This is the part where you guys send in secrets on a Google form that we've made. The link to that form is in the description. Were any of these crimes today? No.
Well, kind of.
Oh, we asked people to send in things that they've kept a secret from their parents. Does that follow any of these?
Kind of.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll find out.
I'm not the only one new here today, I guess.
No, we're all brand new, it seems. Except Justin, who's sitting there. He's like, when will this fucking shit show be over? Okay, so people submit secrets. Here, you can start. You can read the first one.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know. I definitely gave you the long one because you have
Big IQ. Wow. Okay, so are these just secrets or do we have to say anything?
Well, both.
Okay.
What?
So, I was sleeping with this. Okay, I have to do a disclaimer.
This isn't my mom.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I work for corporate America, so I get nervous being on air. Okay, so I was sleeping with this guy for a while, but it was nothing serious. He would always come over after work, shower at my house, and then leave. One day,
wait. He would just come over and shower?
Yeah, I was going to make a silly comment too, but I was mature enough not to. So,
Okay.
Well, she says she's sleeping with him, so I assume
that they're fucking in the shower.
That something's going on there. Okay, or she didn't make a list of everything they did. Just yeah.
Okay, but to leave out.
One day while he was in the shower, he got a text. ...
And?
From his wife. So when he came out of the shower to get dressed, I pretended like I was helping him fix his tie. But really, I pinned my earring to the back of his collar. A few days later, he texted me saying I was horrible and ruined his life because she was going to divorce him. I have no regrets. Fuck you, Marcus.
Oh my God, Marcus. Classic men bullshit, blaming the woman for that.
Clever, clever gal that acting is, on her feet. I'm pretty impressed.
I know. I'm like June Osborne, Handmaid's Tale.
We need number
Tale.
Five. That's for the caller, yeah, or the writer, or the secreter, or you know, whoever.
Remember when I was telling you guys that my mom had a high IQ?
And she doesn't?
No, well, I don't know where I was going with that.
I don't
okay,
either.
Listen, I'm just trying to
give
get
me another
even.
One. That was really fun.
I met this. Yeah, the earring on the back of the shirt, that was lit.
Fire. So, I've watched too many spy movies, though, because I thought she's like, I put a tracker on his
oh,
shirt.
Oh, yeah, no, I thought she was like fully yeah. like put like spikes in there and she's going to pull it tight. And he,
I
anyway.
Was thinking a tracker, but yeah.
Next up, I met this guy on Tinder and I dated him for 2 months. 2 days after I broke up with him, he sends me a message that says, I have a surprise for you. What do we think the surprise is?
Wait a minute. The man says I have a surprise?
I met this guy on Tinder and I dated him for 2 months. 2 days after we broke up, or I broke up with him, he sends me a message that says, I have a surprise for you.
Well, he can't be pregnant. That would be my first thing. So he can't do that.
True.
I have an STD.
That's absolute. He says that he's Brad, the man my mom had been dating for 2 months as well?
That is, I don't do that.
My mom was literally fucking my boyfriend the whole time we were together. I don't even. The real kicker, she's still dating him to
okay,
this day.
Next.
Currently course. 5 months after we ended things.
Ugh. I just know.
Whatever we could say about each other, thank you for.
I'd like Brad just pinned to the wall, though, and just take gratuitous shots at him. Gross.
Oh. I was like, oh, mom, what are you?
No,
come
no.
Come on,
no.
50 Shades.
Remember? Square.
All right, here's
and those
a
were all the
one.
Topics Jake was kind to not put in.
Yeah.
Okay. Nope.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Wow. Okay. I'm glad you handed this one to me. I would literally leave the set if I had to listen to you read this. I was doing the do with my ex. I was on top and my stomach was starting to act up. I thought I could fart inconspicuously and just kept going, but nope. I sharted on his dick.
Oh.
Never trust the fart.
That's your favorite line. Ugh.
It's the only useful piece of advice that I can give from personal experience.
Okay. I think we've got that one under control. We're
we
done.
We got in the shower together to wash it off, and he made a comment about how bad it smelled. I was literally mortified. Yeah, it's shit, homie. I don't think... We went back at it again, and it happened again. So I guess you could say I literally got the shit fucked out of me. Well, I'm glad you got a nice punchline out of that secret. Thank you so much.
Next.
The fuck? This makes me feel so normal. And if this one isn't appropriate, you still have to read it, because...
I can only give one away a day. Okay.
You can give what?
I can only give one slip back a day.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, God, I'm praying
like
crazy. I don't
know what the fuck is going on.
Okay.
Oh, fuck.
Is this your secret? When I was younger,
I don't know.
I used to purposely run away so that my mother would put out a cash reward.
This is a business, bitch.
You missed your mark,
dude. You
missed your
fucking mark.
I would have a friend contact her to give a heads up of my whereabouts so that they could claim the reward money. You are an idiot to only go up the tree in the front yard. I mean,
should have put on some boots and gotten walking. Yep.
I would then run away with that friend and we'd use the reward money to party with. I did this many, many
How
times.
How old are you running away?
All right, we need to thank you that we treated
No, I'm not high-fiving. I'm pissed that I didn't do this.
I was going to say thank you for not being so awful to
me. I'll high-five for that. See?
Okay.
That wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
That's this episode's takeaway.
Yeah.
Count
your blessings.
That is so smart.
Yeah, but they, I mean, they must have had a horrible relationship. I mean, I would hope you could never have broken my heart like that. I can't imagine.
Depends what reward. What reward would you have given if I did run away? Like what? I'm just like, what for you would have been?
If you've seen Chris, here's $50. I mean, is that what you're talking?
I'm worth $50.
No, but I mean, this is kind of like, you know, what would you do differently? It's like, I can't
even
imagine.
No, it's not. It's like, it's not like a test question where there's a right or a wrong
answer. I would have put in a ton of money the first time. And then when I realized this was your drinking money, that would have been sayonara, dude. That would have been the end.
Have you seen this kid? Let him be.
Let him be. He's got an expensive habit. Run like hell.
The wanted poster. Have you seen him? Good. When I was around 4, I used to take out my little brother's pacifier. He was around 1 or 2. He would start heuristically crying, so my mom would run to help him. But right before she would come into the room, I would act like I was helping him put it back in. We are actually really close now, but sometimes I think about how awful I was and I want to run away. Oh, that was like wholesome.
That was wholesome.
Yeah, like that. I don't have anything to say about that. That was
terrorizing his brother.
Oh, you want to see terrorizing sibling, bitch. Come to our house. We could.
My sister did that. Maria, this is on you. I know she will never listen. Sorry. But I have a sister that's 2 years younger. She would, so I mean, I was afraid of the dark, probably still am. We shared a room forever. She would lie in bed and go, "You think you're so cool." And then she knew I was afraid of the dark. She'd be like, "Oh my God, I think there's someone in our closet." And so she would get
me at age 27 and a half.
She would get me
fully
all amped up. So I would take it like so much as I could. I was always bigger than she was. I was older. And I would jump on her bed and like straddle her and start to hit her. And of course, my mother walks in. And it's like,
I
Mom,
was always,
she's
you
so
should
mean
have had
to me.
More understanding for me because that was me.
Really?
Oh my God. I feel like I was always like, fine, I'm going to get involved. And then it was like right through the door, parent. And I'm like, well,
no, I feel
fuck
that.
This.
I feel that. I feel that.
I mean, you got revenge on her, though, many times.
Well, and the same thing with my two brothers. The same thing. My younger brother was like a smooth talker, a little, you know, he liked a good joke.
Billy?
And the older of my two brothers was just kind of peaceful and same exact dynamic. Billy would smack talk Pete, and then Pete would be about to lay it on, and in comes my mom.
It's so unfair how that happens. I'm like,
childhood stinks.
And then at that point, the parents don't want to fucking hear it. They're like, I don't fucking care.
Yeah.
Drop dead.
Pretty much.
I think this is the last secret. Yeah, it is. I crashed into my boyfriend's car and blamed it on a hit and run. 5 years later, and we are now engaged, and he has never found out. Taking it to the grave now. Well, no the fuck you're not. If you are dating someone, no, I'm sorry, engaged to someone 5 years after a hit and run, I got your person. Yeah, like, honestly,
would you confess at that point?
No, I would just be like, oop. Like, no, I'm not going to get into my views on hit and runs. Like, no, there's definitely times if no one was watching, I would think about seriously being like, whoop. Just the
I
insurance
never would.
And the...
I never would. But if I'd made it 5 years, I probably would at this point. But I never would at that moment.
You wouldn't have even done a week. Would
no,
you have,
no.
If you hit someone's car, would you, like someone you knew, would you tell them?
For sure.
Right. Yeah, me too. So that was the secrets. And honestly, that's the end of this episode. I think it's gone on far too long. Okay. I don't know why you had to beg for it to be over.
That was just a thank God.
Sure. Okay. Even worse, dare I say.
Hallelujah.
Okay, cool. Well, thanks, guys, for another really all over the place kind of episode. I hope you enjoyed it. I think we're getting our rhythm down here, but I really don't know. I'm sweating in places that I just didn't even know I could sweat.
Very warm.
Okay, it is warm.
It's
okay.
Warm.
Well, guys, thanks to you. I don't know what this Olympian wave was, but... Bye. Make sure you subscribe to wherever you listen to podcasts and subscribe to youtube.com/Chris to watch the video portion. I think the video portion for this might be your move because Little Miss Dead Silence really. That's all she has to say. One deep, long exhale. Be sure to review and rate this episode on Apple Podcasts so that we can be chart toppers. Let's make this the best.
Oh, I want to be a chart topper so badly. Please make my dream come true.
Alrighty, guys. Thank you.
I can never say that in my job, so I really just want to get it out here.
Whatever I can do to help. Thanks. All right, guys. I love y'all. Thanks for another fucking chaotic episode. Bye.
Bye.
Unhinged with Chris Clemons is a Big Spark Studio production, and I want to thank a few people. First off, I want to thank our amazing executive producer, Chris Clemons. Ugh, love you, bitch. No, but for real, this episode was produced by Samantha Land, Jake Wachtel, and me, Chris Clemons. Justin Bretter is our amazing videographer and editor for Unhinged with Chris Clemons, which you can watch on youtube.com/Chris. Cover art was created by Haroon Adalat, and cover art was animated by Katia Temkin. I love you, Katia. An extra special thanks to my team members, Jake Wachtel and Elliot Desai. Once again, love you, bitches. And a special thanks to Brian Cho and Todd Quinn. Our original theme song created by Josh Siegel and Dog Organ of Floor Model. Is that a sentence? Okay. Anyway, we're going to pretend that that happened. It was functional. Thanks for the awesome music. I literally had bang in my office. Yeah. This is Unhinged with Chris Clemons.